on campus
and online. And
online.
Check it out.
This
is URN.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the third B-side podcast for URN with me, Will. This is URN's only alternative music podcast. Today I'll be taking you on a quick tour of the 1970s music scene as part of my series of podcasts on the history of alternative music. I'll be walking through some of the songs that show the main musical styles of the 70s and how those tracks influence today's tracks. First up is Hot Love by T-Rex. T-Rex are famous for combining pop with earlier styles of blues and rock that bands like the Beatles and the Stones used. They're one of the first proper glam rock acts. Listen up. Gospel-style backing vocals and the trebly staccato guitar that Mark Bolan and the T-Rex became famous for in the 70s were used in many post-punk hits in the 80s and 90s by bands like Oasis and The Clash. Even songs from today. Lover by Devendra Banhart bears a striking resemblance to T-Rex and was released in 2007. The next track is going to be 2014's Chamber of Reflection by Mac DeMarco from his second album Salad Days. It demonstrates alternative music synthesizer in its most stripped back and laid back form. We'll be right back. track I'm going to play is Disorder by Joy Division from their classic album that you see on every indie person's shirt ever, Unknown Place. Joy Division managed to capture darkness in their recordings, but not really any other band has managed to match. Their bass lines are particularly clever and their lethal car parts are just as frail as they are. This effect made their music sound slightly fragile, but the powerful drums and the emotional vocals make the tracks quite fun to listen to.
Sensations make me feel the pleasures of a normal man. New sensations spare the insults, leave them for another day. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, take the shock away.
Play the whole of Careless by Beach Fossils from 2013 now. This song is a lot more upbeat than most of Joy Division's songs, but you can clearly hear Joy Division's drums, bass and lead guitar on the track. That's all for now, so thanks for listening everybody. But next week I'll be bringing you a show on the 80s, with more classic hits and more modern alternative masterpieces. Thanks for listening everyone.
This is URN.